USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I have put in place a zero-tolerance policy for illegal entry.
He says he doesn't want to separate families, but Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he will to stop the flow of illegal immigrants across the Mexican border into the United States. Here's more from USA Radio's John DeMaster.
We need legality and integrity in our immigration system.
At a law enforcement conference in Scottsdale, Arizona, Monday, he called that policy a zero-tolerance policy, saying making false statements to immigration officials, filing fraudulent claims, or aiding others to do so would be prosecuted as felons.
Despite urgings by many U.S. allies and U.S. lawmakers against it and warnings from Iran, President Trump's expected to announce this afternoon that he is pulling the U.S. out of the Iranian nuclear deal, the announcement set for 2 p.m. Eastern. And this is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
Primary ballots will be cast in four states today, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana, and North Carolina. By far, though, the most closely watched race is in West Virginia. That's where Republicans will select a candidate who will take on Democratic Senator Joe Manchin in November's midterm election. Former Massey Energy CEO Don Blankenship making a strong run. It's causing concern, though, among Republican leaders. President Trump has tweeted that Republicans should vote for one of the other two in that race, either Congressman Evan Jenkins or Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. First Lady Melania Trump details her top priorities as First Lady at a Rose Garden event yesterday afternoon.
Children can be less prepared to express or manage their emotions and oftentimes turn to forms of destructive or addictive behavior.
Citing bullying and drug addiction and outlining her new campaign that will be called Be Best. And this is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got on my pillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Thousands of medical workers in the state of California are to join a strike today by University of California workers. The move is expected to disrupt thousands of non-critical surgeries and medical appointments across that state. The university workers are striking over a contract they claim would increase the age of retirement for them and also increase their health care premiums. The California Nurses Association also participating in a sympathy strike. The strikes are expected to continue at least through tomorrow. Oil prices are falling back from 3.5-year highs as investors are waiting for President Trump's announcement this afternoon about whether he is going to pull the U.S. out of the Iranian nuclear deal. West Texas Intermediate crude down 73 cents a barrel to an even 70 bucks. International benchmark Brent crude off 63 cents to $75.54 a barrel. If Trump does pull out of the nuclear agreement and reimpose sanctions, Iran's production could fall dramatically within a half year, and that would tighten up the oil market and pump up prices significantly. And the 71st Cannes Film Festival opens today as Hollywood stars, movie studio heavyweights, and film buffs who can afford the airfare and the price of admission will fill the resort town on the French Riviera. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.